Now we turn to the second part of our series exploring Hillary Clinton's life. Tonight, the 8 years she spent in the White House. Her tenure as First Lady can be categorized as atypical and even controversial at times. She logged many firsts. First presidential spouse with a graduate degree. First to testify before a grand jury. And the first to have an office in the West Wing of the White House. Before the Clintons ever stepped foot into the White House in 1993, and she was given her own West Wing office, there were hints Hillary Clinton would be a different kind of first lady.
I suppose I could have stayed home and baked cookies and had teas, but what I decided to do was to fulfill my profession, which I...
That candid comment early in the 92 campaign didn't go over well with voters, so she shifted to a more traditional role until Election Day. But as soon as her husband was elected, she was again a public player.
Hello, this is Hillary Clinton. I want to thank you for letting me speak with you about an issue that is central to our children's future.
Early on, President Clinton tapped his wife to steer a major initiative, running the Task Force on National Health Care Reform. David Gergen was an aide to the president at the time.
She's an extraordinarily competent woman. She's very much on. She knows the issues better than anybody I know, including her husband. That was threatening to some people. Some voters, men would, of the older generation, would say, I would be really proud if my daughter grew up to be like Hillary Clinton, you know, to be the kind of pathbreaker she is. But I sure as hell am glad my wife isn't.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman.
In the beginning, the health care effort looked promising, says author Rebecca Traister.
When she first took on the project and initially testified in front of Congress about health care reform, it actually looked like it might go well. She was already a very divisive figure. People hated her. People loved her. She was so clearly smart, competent. Her approval ratings went way up. People liked it.
But as weeks passed, Clinton's health care plan was attacked by the right and the left. Conservatives called it a government takeover. Even with a Democratic majority in Congress, the bill never made it out of committee. Hillary had recruited dozens of experts to help craft an elaborate plan for universal coverage. But she had insisted most of the work be done in secret. David Gergen says it was that and the lack of political outreach that led to failure.
She hadn't learned yet to play the Washington game.
The collapse of the health care initiative was one of the major factors in the GOP's takeover of Congress the following year. During Bill Clinton's second term, Hillary was successful in her push for a program that enabled Washington to partner with states to ensure health coverage for uninsured children. But unlike the first 4 years, she spent less time in the West Wing and more time traveling abroad, much of it promoting women's rights.
It is no longer acceptable to discuss women's rights as separate from human rights.
Traister describes it as a retreat into a more traditional first lady role.
She and Chelsea did a lot of traveling around the world. She wrote a book called Dear Socks, Dear Buddy, Notes to the White House Pets. She was blamed so enthusiastically for what happened with healthcare reform, and she was really attacked so forcefully that it precipitated a real retreat by Hillary from this divisive public role that she'd held within the administration.
Hillary was also at the center of a string of controversies. The Clintons' involvement in a failed Arkansas land deal known as Whitewater would follow both of them through his presidency.
I think one of the most troubling moments for me at the White House came over the Whitewater issue.
Former White House aide David Gergen.
I had a conversation with the president, and we got his assent to give over the documents to the Washington Post. But then the president said, before we do this, you've got to remember this, both Hillary and I are involved in this. We can't release documents without her blessing as well. And by the way, David, you ought to go get it. I made the efforts to see her and try to persuade her to give over the documents, and I was ultimately very, very unsuccessful.
For years, Hillary Clinton resisted calls to release documents related to Whitewater and other controversies. That, in turn, drew more attention from the news media and ultimately led to the appointment of a special prosecutor.
if you stick to secrecy too much in the White House, and there's a temptation for every White House to do that, but if you stick too closely to temptation, you can pay a big, big price. And she paid a price for it.
The conventional wisdom about Whitewater always is take any straw you can to go on. So I don't have any doubt that there are those who will say this should go on. I just would like to tell them, go on where? We've been going on for 4 years.
The investigation ended after it was declared there was insufficient evidence to prove any wrongdoing. But the prolonged struggle led to a far more damaging controversy brought to light by independent counsel Kenneth Starr.
Had it not been for Kenneth Starr, we would never have heard of Monica Lewinsky. Had we never heard of Monica Lewinsky, Bill Clinton would have not been impeached.
I did not have sexual relations with that woman, Miss Lewinsky.
As the story of the president's involvement with a young White House intern unfolded, it set off a firestorm of headlines about the state of the Clinton marriage. Gergen describes their relationship as being a bit like a seesaw.
As long as the seesaw was in equilibrium, they worked well together. When Hillary got sort of hurt and lost a couple of things, and they lost the Congress, and the seesaw tipped like this, and Bill was up sort of on top, that's when I think he allowed himself to get, you know, to succumb to some of the temptations. There was a lot of volatility in the relationship. How well did she handle it? Well, she stuck by her man.
As the end of Bill Clinton's presidency approached, sympathy for the First Lady helped boost her image. She began openly planning her own political career.
Bill and I are closing one chapter of our lives, and soon we'll be starting a new one. For me, it will be up to the people of New York to decide whether I'll have the privilege of serving them in the United States Senate.
1 year later, Hillary Clinton added yet another first to her resume, the first presidential spouse to run for elected office.